Hello and welcome back, entertainment fans, to the 1 Minute Movie Reviews podcast. I'm your host, Mikey 1 Minute, and this week we're taking on The Gray Man on Netflix and in select theaters. I wonder if people got to see this in the theaters. That would have been kind of cool to see. I'm one of those people that probably would have. I like action movies, as long as they're not ridiculous. But I have not started this with a joke in a long time, so let's go ahead and do that one. And you will probably stop listening right after that, and I'm sorry for that. Why do seagulls fly over the sea? Because if they flew over the bay, they'd be known as a bagel. Bagel. See? Oh, that's terrible. I shouldn't have done that. But we're going to do The Gray Man. It's currently on Netflix. It's got a runtime of 2 hours and 2 minutes. It's got a quick casting of Ryan Gosling, Chris Evans, Ana de Armas, and many others. Its rating is PG-13. PG-13? How did they pull that off? I was for sure that would have been rated R. So 60 seconds on the clock. Let's go for The Gray Man. What's it about? A convict turned CIA operative is burned by the agency and it puts him on the path to revenge. Why to watch it? The casting is stellar. The action scenes. It has some of the best hand-to-hand combat scenes that I've ever seen. And I've seen a lot. Contrary to the hot takes of what people want you to believe, that this does have a plot, it does have heart, it is not all just action scenes, but that is what it excels in. I was pleasantly caught off guard by Chris Evans playing an amazingly goofy, funny villain in this one. Why to skip it? Some of the scenes are borderline ridiculous. If you're not a fan of fight scenes in action movies, this is the last one you should do because that does have a big role in it. And the way the last hand-to-hand fight scene comes about was fixed, and it was way over the top, and it really rubbed me the wrong way. Rating out of 10. I'm struggling to rate this given the last fight scene, but I'm going to go with a 7.8 out of 10. Overall, I really liked it. I want to watch it again. And it's maybe the best thing that Netflix has ever produced yet. What'd you think about The Gray Man? Did you happen to go see it in theaters? I'm wondering where that was seen at or shown at. It's probably only out in LA or maybe New York. I would love to hear from you. What was your experience? Did you like it? Did you hate it? Send it to me at OMMRpodcast on Twitter, Instagram, TikTok, or email me at OMMRpodcast@gmail.com. Or you can head over to 1MinuteMovieReviews.com. There's a comment section in there. You can fill out the comment and I can read it live on air. Thanks for listening. Please share me with a friend. It's the only true way to grow the podcast, and I really appreciate it. So if you got 1 minute to spare, you could spend it with me as we take on the CIA together. Wait a minute. We're not supposed to say that because they're always listening, and I shouldn't have said that either. Wait, who are you? Why are you in my house? Wait, what? This is so dumb.